Because this one, in the center, you have to pay attention. From there, everything starts. What is meditation as taught by the Buddha? So the other six rectangles are what the essential Dharma has within to teach you how to do it. So here, the top one.
Okay, I'll read the definition again of what is meditation as taught by the Buddha. Meditation is to decondition one's heedless thinking via training the mind to be heedful, then use it to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, cultivate wisdom to liberate the mind so that it is at peace with all life situations.
You see, before you have the spiritual faculty, before you understand what is the true mind or this thing, then you are totally deluded, isn't it? Means you don't know what is meditation as taught by the Buddha, and you don't know how to start. But for those who know, they know without the spiritual faculty, your mind think a lot, isn't it? So this heedless thinking has become habitual because you react to sense experience, your like and dislike, your pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, make you keep on stirring and creating the first two mental hindrances. If they are hindrances, they will hinder you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So what must you do? You have to reverse or decondition the healer's thinking. How to do it? The one I used to teach people initially is mind sweeping method. Yeah, that one is relatively easy. You just sweep. Aware, relax. Aware, relax. Don't think. Understand or not? So, when you do that, you don't think, then the thinking get deconditioned. Because the mind, very funny one, you must have something for him to do one, the mundane mind. If you don't have something for him to do, he will wander off and think on. You cannot pay attention on. Unless you have passion. You love that subject, you are serious about that teaching, you want to listen attentively. Otherwise, she'll wander off. You don't believe it, you try. You try to be aware for even 1 minute. You can't, I tell you. Unless you have trained. You have trained, then no problem. Anytime you are aware, then it won't run. So what is happening is, to decondition this heedless thinking, the first training is mind sweeping method. Means you sweep your mind from your forehead down slowly. Understand not? And it's very good training. In the early day, I tried. It's very good. Then after that, I realized I got very little thinking. So at the forehead, I remember the early day before I know all this meditation, I feel. Because feel is a task for your mundane mind to look for. Understand? Feel what? You remember this one. You feel and check whether there is any tension, tightness, or stress within. Means you are not relaxed. Understand? So here, feel, mind sweeping method. So you feel at the forehead. You start at the forehead. Yeah? If there is any tension, tightness, or stress within, means you are not relaxed. So what am I supposed to do? Relax into it. Wow, this one cannot erase. Means you are not relaxed. When you feel, you know, when there is tension, tightness, or stress within, means you are holding on to problem. Your heedless thinking is there. Means very noisy up there. And these are the what they call habitual thinking. Your conditioning, your belief system, your mental chattering, your verbalization, and your lack of peace. That's how you feel, then you relax. When you relax, feel and relax. When you feel and relax, you don't think in it. True or not? True or not? So if you don't think, this tension, tightness, and stress don't get thought energy, understand or not? That's why it releases itself. You will feel it one. Here becomes soothingly relaxed and clear. Then you move down to your eye muscle. Throughout the day, you read your computer, all those video, sure stress out when I tell you. You relax the eye muscle. That time when I do, I remember my eye muscle always tense up. So when I relax into it, it's very soothing, you know. Like putting Optrack. You know what is Optrack, is there? The eye lotion. So when you come to the eye, very easy to relax on. You have no need to work on the eye and so just feel it soothingly relax. Then when it comes to facial muscle, is the best. Most people are been chow chow on, you understand? Not happy on. So a lot of stress, a lot of tension on. You can't even smile, understand? So a good way to help you is, I say, visualize yourself looking into a mirror, radiating a radiant smile, no, not smile, no. We try to smile, so cannot smile. No. So, that reflect what? Your emotion is reflected in your physical, understand? When you are angry, you can see, you know, that person. He got problem, you can see, you know, he worry and all those things. When you are mindful, heedful, everything show out on other people, I mean. And you can see one, the world, the people, the nature, everything you can detect on. You become very sensitive. But if you are heedlessly lost in thought, you yourself got problem, worry here, worry there, you think you can sense. Like last night, Yun Chan told me, he put on something on the forehead, he asked Raymond, do you see any difference? Raymond said, 40, 50 years already, where got different? He cannot see. Didn't pay attention. Not sensitive. Well, Raymond got his own thinking. So this is an example. I mean, don't say that this is Hitler. No. It's not. It's an example. Yeah? Yun Chan told me that. So Yun Chan herself laughed. So human being, before you understand all this, you will become like that. Understand? So when you radiate a radiant smile, you don't believe me, after I say this joke, you also smile. Yeah? You feel yourself relaxed. Yeah? When you can really radiate a radiant smile, you really have the joy. Otherwise, you cannot smile. Understand? Then when you have the smile, you feel very good or no? Try in the meditation. Radiating. Then when that one happens, very easy. Your facial muscle also can relax. That means your mind state also change. Then no need to think. Just have good thought. Then you start by radiating loving kindness. May I, then you feel, this body and mind be well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness in you. Then you realize, no need to try to radiate a radiant smile. That well-being make you smile or no. And the energy is very good or no. That's why you will have peace, you will have joy, you will have what they call, may there be peace, joy, and what? There's another one, what? Love. Deep within your heart. So that three things appear by itself or no. When you just read it, you read it first to yourself. You cannot love yourself. How can you read it out to others? So you try. May I, this body and mind. So most people's mind that has problem is this mind. Because this mind, the true mind, no problem. So body is this body. Then the mind is the thinking mind up here. Understand? Well and happy. So you radiate the well-being. May I, this body of mind, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. You feel the well-being in your physical body and mind. You do it. You feel very different. And straight away your mind settled down. I remember before I even come to the radiating of metta, because that metta I did before I do the mind sweeping method. That's why when it come to mind sweeping method, I incorporate the metta in. And visualizing yourself radiating a radiant smile is actually in the sutta. The Buddha teach. So as you move, facial muscle, you already very good. Then after that, you locate your mind at the shoulder, hand, you sweep it down, it relax by itself or no? Then after that, come back to the shoulder, move it down to the heart. When I sweep it down to the heart, that's why I can feel my heartbeat, popa, popa, and all that. Then all the vibration, whatever here. And I feel very good. I can stay there. Then I relax, relax. Relax means what? Don't do anything, that's all. Let things be, like Joey came to know. Fly come, mosquito come, anything come, also stay there. Then you sweep it down. So by the time you sweep it down to your stomach, then your abdomen, then your buttock, then your leg, you become very calm already. The deconditioning of the healer's thinking no more. What you do is feel and relax, understand now? You try it, this one very good. Yeah. I did it early days. Yeah. Then after that, if let's say this one you do already, it will help you already, then the other way to do it is you can develop the spiritual faculty, which is the opposite five spiritual faculty that can help you overcome and root out the five mental hindrances.
To develop the five spiritual faculties with strong determination to overcome the five hindrances of mind. Mm. Next.
Then you must know what are the five hindrances of mind. Because this is the one that make you heedless, think a lot. Because these mental hindrance, they hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So if you know this, then you go straight away to the five spiritual faculty. How to do it? I already explained early on. Puja. Understand? Pre-puja, post-puja, devotional practice. Is to develop the chanting, everything, take refuge, chant the salutation, so that you develop the saddha, so that you know who the Buddha is and how wise he is, how special his teaching is, can bring about enlightenment in the here and now and liberate you. So from there, the saddha will come. Then when you know who the Buddha is, you determine to go all out to learn this teaching because you want to have a good life. You want to understand life. You want to be free from all suffering so that you can live life to the fullest without suffering. That's why you will go all out. Understand not? Then when you go all out, that is your second spiritual faculty, virya. Then you're supposed to train yourself in sati, mindfulness, stabilize it. That's why awareness-based meditation. Or you follow what the Buddha teach you under kaya nupassana. You can try anapanasati, then mindfulness of the four posture, then daily mindfulness. It will also be sufficient. Or you do walking, bowing, chanting, whatever that can bring about mindfulness training to stabilize it, do. Then after that, silence your mind and let it stabilize to become samadhi. With sati and samadhi, you will continue to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken. Because that is the meditative mind. Then your mind, with the five spiritual faculty, plus the last one, which is the five spiritual faculty, the last one is wisdom. So these five will counter the five mental hindrance we have gone through earlier. That's how you can decondition your heedless thinking. That's how you can train yourself to develop the meditative mind, which is born of the five spiritual faculty. Then when you stabilize that and become balas, you are home. And to help you in the chanting book, I help you to make the aspiration, you remember? You invoke power of merits, understand? For causes and conditions, for you to develop this, what they call five spiritual faculty until they are very stable, until it become balas. So their aspiration can help bring about that. So all these are the understanding that you can apply. Then after that, the bottom one, What are the five spiritual faculties we have gone through, isn't it? The number two is how to develop the five spiritual faculties.
To develop the five spiritual faculties with strong determination to overcome the five hindrances of mind.
Ah, that one I explained, eh? Devotional practice, puja, everything. Can remember? Ah. Then after that, the next one is what? Technique.
Techniques.
Ah, then I repeat here what? Puja, read.
Number one, puja. Ah. Number two, the mind sweeping method plus metta.
Ah.
Number three, anapanasati plus four postures plus daily mindfulness.
Ah. All already there.
Number
last
four,
one.
Use the heedful mind to cultivate the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths and the four foundations of mindfulness.
Correct. Then when you do all those technique cultivation, which include contemplation, reflection and training, then you will get the result down there. To insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, anatta, to realize the unreality of the five aggregates of form and mind. Means, to see clearly with sati, awareness, that they are dependent originating mind state, not a permanent unchanging entity. Because we live in a conditioned world. So how does form arise? I already show you, dependent originating. That's why it's impermanent. Dependent on condition, it arise. Condition cease to be, it cease. When condition continue to exist, it sustain its existence. Everything in this universe is like that, including your thought process, your feeling, your perception. They are dependent originating on. Without sense basis, feeling cannot arise on. Understand or not? Without the brain, the memory, and the knowledge, and the accumulated views, opinion, and conditioning, and all your knowledge, you cannot perceive anything on. Like just now in the book, there is a section on it. If you don't have knowledge, you cannot name it, or you cannot label it. So all this is very clear. Then the other one, puja, is to develop the five spiritual faculties, just as I already explained. Mind sweeping method is to condition your healer's thinking through feeling and relaxation without thought or without thinking. So all these are very clearly drawn out. In chart form. Then how to develop heedfulness also taught you already. Cultivate kaya anupasana via anapanasati, four posture and daily mindfulness. Then now the last one is final result of meditation. So you read.
Final result of meditation. Meditation is about realizing the wisdom to be at peace via accepting the reality of the moment.
So the final result is that wisdom can enable you to be at peace with all situations. And what type of peace is that? Upadi vivika. The third type of peace, which is the highest enlightened being has. Okay?